Carmina Burana was composed by Carl Orff in the mid-1930s. It's still widely performed in concert. It's been a soundtrack for movies and commercials. This spring, Seattle area dance fans can see two different performances set to Carmina Burana. Pacific Northwest Ballet presents its version in late May. It's been part of the company's repertoire since 1993. Across town, Spectrum Dance Theater's Donald Byrd's been hard at work on a new interpretation that premieres tonight. I asked Byrd why Orff's music has been so popular.
You know, it's beyond grandiose. It really is bombastic, and it kind of captures your attention. And I think that's part of what it is that does it.
You were first hired to choreograph to it, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, when was that?
It's either 96 or 97 for New York City Opera.
Why did you decide that you wanted to revisit it?
When I did it at City Opera, it was big. It really fulfilled Orff's, I think it fulfilled what one would say Orff's intentions were. It was Orff's. It's subtitled a scenic cantata, and what that meant for him was that with each scene there was something going on the stage that it was a production, it was theatrical, and when I did it there, it was big and it was risque, and I actually got in some trouble one time because it was a little too risque, not because I had choreographed it risque actually, but the performers took what I did and went a little too far with it.
So that was the New York City Opera version.
New York City
and
Opera.
There it is 18 or so years ago.
Yeah.
Your company is not that big.
Yeah.
So when you thought about it again, were you thinking, I'm going to just take this whole thing and make it intimate?
Well, I actually thought there was something intimate about it that was being missed because it was being overwhelmed by the bigness.
What's intimate about Carmina Burana?
It's a kind of convoluted, circuitous way I got to the intimate. And so I was very taken by this idea of like taking something and making it smaller, more intimate. But I had also had been very interested in oratorios. Like I was interested in the Messiah, actually, about like what happens if you bring the Messiah down, and
wow.
then of course there are people that staged the St. Matthew Passion of Bach, and so I was kind of interested, what if you take that kind of music, and Carmina is a 20th century cantata, and so what if you take it down and kind of treat it to find what's the kind of underlying themes. And for me, the underlying theme was, given who it was that who was responsible for the text, that they were these defrocked monks, and so defrocked monks said to me that they were once spiritual people and something happened. So what happened? I started to look at Carmina as being about that, and the only way I saw to be able to tell that story was then to look at it as a more intimate drama.
I'm talking to Donald Byrd, artistic director of Spectrum Dance Theater in Seattle, award-winning choreographer, and he is creating a new Carmina Burana for his company. This is a brand new version.
It's brand new.
You explore social issues, you explore ideas, you explore politics. So it sounds like this Carmina kind of straddles your body of work that's about ideas, and then something that's inherent in music.
I mean, this is a theater piece, more so than it is an abstract dance piece.
What's the difference for you as a choreographer when you are just exploring, not just, but when you are exploring bodies and space as opposed to using the bodies to talk about an idea or
right.
a concept?
I think in some ways there's not any difference. They kind of operate the same. So what I do is I do storying. I just naturally will fall into that.
Is it anything at all like the New York City Opera version that you made?
There's only one section that is the same. And the reason is, the other day in rehearsal, I asked the dancers, and we didn't have all the singers that day. We just had the solos to do it again. And I asked them to do it again. And they were kind of looking at me, why are we doing it again? We know what this is, and blah, blah, blah. And I told them a story. I told them a story about when Sarita Allen, who's a, you know, most marvelous dancer, who's actually from Seattle, and was a dancer in the Ailey Company, a major dancer in the Ailey Company. When she was a student at the school, when I was there, Alvin Ailey made Night Creatures for the, that was the first piece, I mean, that was the piece that he made for the Ailey 2, the second company. And Sarita, there's this one section that was so fantastic, and Alvin made Sarita do it over and over and over again. He kept sitting, you know, and afterwards she goes, he hated me, and he hates me. I go, he didn't hate you, he just loved watching you do it. That's why I asked you to do it over and over again, because it was such joy. And so that was the experience I had with this one section that we were doing. It has so much joy in it that I just wanted to do it again. Do it again. That's not usually something that you associate with what I do, joy, but it's very joyous.
Donald Byrd is the artistic director of Seattle's Spectrum Dance Company. His new version of Carmina Burana premieres tonight at the Moore Theater in Seattle.